John Dark lives in Beirut and is one of millions suffering during Lebanon's water crisis. If she didn't pay for supplies from private companies, her taps would run dry. Water has been in short supply for decades, but the situation is now critical. Not enough is being purified and pumped due to electricity blackouts caused by fuel shortages. The state is nearly bankrupt. So is much of the population.
It used to cost 90,000 lira. Now it costs 700,000 lira to have water delivered twice a week. Some of our neighbors can't afford it, so we cover them. Ask the government what it's doing. The situation has become unbearable. We don't even have electricity anymore.
Private supplies are too expensive for most. At least 70% of the population could run out of water in the coming weeks.
Like hospitals and businesses, we are unable to get hold of fuel easily. The maintenance costs are also high, so we are forced to increase our water prices. We get about 90 calls a day from those needing water, but we can only respond to about 10. We are providing a service that the government isn't and should be doing.
UNICEF warns the sanitation system could seize altogether if millions of dollars aren't invested. The cash-strapped government can't afford to import chemicals needed to keep water clean.
We have been supporting the water establishment for their maintenance for the past year, but it has come to the point that our support is not even enough. So therefore, we started really alarming international community to really get going more direct support. The water is the life of people. If we don't act now, this 2.5 people number can rise even up to 4 million.
The inadequate water infrastructure is widely blamed on decades of corruption and mismanagement of funds. And increasing land development and water pollution is making it much worse. Lebanon's tap water is so toxic you can't even drink it. And the infrastructure to deliver that is at breaking point. Now, it absolutely smells here, and that's because natural sources of water like this one are so polluted that waterborne diseases are common, especially among children. Aid agencies warn that vulnerable communities, including hundreds of thousands of Syrian and Palestinian refugees in Lebanon, are most at risk. Water is already being rationed in the worst affected areas. Once that runs out, most people are likely to go thirsty. Sara Khairat, Al Jazeera, Beirut.